Hello and welcome to Core Sampler, the podcast where we drill into the Sitecore community to bring you insights into the work talented people are doing every day on the Sitecore Experience platform. Whether you're a developer, a marketer, or both, we're glad you're here.
Hello, Sitecore community. So welcome back to this episode where we're getting to know a mentee from the Sitecore Community Mentorship Program. We are switching it up a little bit from our regular Get to Know an MVP podcast. If you didn't know about the Sitecore Community Mentor Program, it's where we pair up existing Sitecore MVPs to individuals in the community who are keen to kickstart their journey to contributing to the community and potentially becoming an MVP. So today I have the pleasure of introducing you to Eric Sanner, a mentee from the program this year. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. So, Eric, would you mind briefly introducing yourself to the Sitecore community?
Sure. My name is Eric Sanner. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I work for Proficient, and I've been here for just over 8 years. I'm a solution architect, and outside of work, I love to explore Philly, travel. We travel to the East Coast a lot, New York, D.C., and I like to play board games and do acro yoga.
Wow. Okay. So you stay busy then. And acro yoga?
Yes, of course.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah, it's super fun. Imagine laying on your back with your feet in the air and having somebody doing plank on your feet.
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's super fun. I love it.
All right. So what inspired your participation in the Sitecore Community Mentorship Program, and what's been your experience so far?
Proficient has several MVPs, and a couple of them decided to start an internal group for aspiring MVPs. And then they suggested that I also join the official mentorship program. So I was part of two different groups, and I ended up with five mentors this year: Josh Hoover, Martin Miles, Megan Jensen, Jim Patillo, and of course, you, Nicole. And it's been a great experience. It was like having two families and all these aunts and uncles pushing you to be successful. Our internal group met every other week, and we would brainstorm ideas about blog posts and speaking opportunities and other ways to be involved in the community. And the mentorship program had the chat in Slack, and it was a good way to connect with other people looking to be more active in the Sitecore community. Of course, the official mentee program had several mentee-only webinars, which were super helpful, and we would share some blog post articles and help promote each other's work. And I met tons of people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, so it's been a really great experience.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear. And thank you for considering me as a mentor as well. And I'm happy to hear that you had so many people helping you along the journey to contributing to the Sitecore community. And, you know, that just goes to show you that if you are serious about starting this journey to contributing to the community, you should definitely reach out to MVPs. I find a lot of people are intimidated to do that, but once you do, you can, like, you'll figure out quickly that they're more than willing to help guide you and share their expertise. So, Eric, can you outline your role and responsibilities as a mentee and provide insights for those who may be considering joining the program as a mentee?
Yeah, I think my role was pretty simple as a mentee, just to get active in the community, share my knowledge, and build a good reputation. Not to say it was an easy task, but I've been blogging for several years on the Proficient website, and I actually just published my 100th blog post in October of 2023. So I was pretty excited about that. And sharing knowledge isn't really anything new for me. The hard part was getting active in the community. And so the mentorship really pushed me to do that. And our internal meetings and the mentee Slack chat kept me accountable through the year to actually participate in the community.
Wow, 100 blog posts. I'm clapping over here, even though you can't see me, but let me just clap there.
Thank you.
That's a huge win. Congratulations. And you know, you said that sharing knowledge was nothing new to you, but what were some ways that you started getting active in the community, and what would you say to those starting out that are maybe intimidated, scared to get active and put themselves out there? What are some tips?
Well, I joined the Sitecore Lunch, and I tried to join that as often as I can. It's a really great group of people. We have really fun conversation, not always related to Sitecore. Sometimes it's, you know, it can be anything. They're really good about posting a list of the topics we talk about every week. So follow that group. And if you're interested, join that. It's a lot of fun, and it's a really, really fun way to meet people. And I think the other thing is really kind of even just through LinkedIn, however you do it, Slack chat is really kind of putting your authentic self out there. Don't try to be somebody you're not, and be a good person through the community. And I think it just becomes kind of easy then.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I like the idea of like the Sitecore lunch or Sitecore, the user groups that are virtual, attending virtual events like that to start connecting with the community. You start getting to know them, and then it becomes easier, if you have any questions to reach out to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in what ways have you personally grown during this mentorship program, and what challenges have you successfully tackled, would you say?
Well, I've applied for MVP in the past and I was not successful. And I used to think that being a good Sitecore developer and writing blogs and sharing them on LinkedIn was enough to become an MVP. And it was a challenge for me to put myself out there and really connect to the community. I feel like promoting yourself is like bragging and drawing attention to yourself, and it doesn't always feel comfortable to me to do that. I have these thoughts, what if my content isn't good enough, or it's not helpful, or it's not unique content, or no one cares about my content. And I thought that if I tried to promote myself and my content, people will think, that I'm bragging and I'm only doing it to become an MVP. But I think building your personal brand is important, and it's nice when you are known for something and people think of you when they have a problem. And it's even better when you can solve their problem quickly. I've done this for several people on Sitecore using Docker containers, and for Sitecore search, I've met several people in Slack and on LinkedIn, and I've had several phone calls with these people, and we jump on the phone and we're able to screen share, and I have been able to help them resolve their problems quickly. One person that I talked to had been trying to get Sitecore spun up on his local in containers for months, and I saw got his stuff working in about an hour. So it's been really great to be able to have those kind of connections and help people solve their problems.
Yeah, and it can feel a little bit awkward or uncomfortable putting your content out there. I think it's key to get out of your head and just put yourself out there.
I
It
agree.
happens to all of us, right? We all feel uncomfortable when we're creating content and putting it out there. So can you share some key learnings you've gained from engaging with the Sitecore community throughout the program?
I've listened to quite a few of your Getting to Know an MVP podcasts, and everyone says it's the people. And I would laugh every time I heard that because everyone would say it, and I thought it was so cliche. And I'm hopeful to become an MVP, and I keep thinking, well, when Nicole interviews me, what am I going to say? And here I am saying the same thing, that it really is about the community and the people. But I really do think it's true. It's the same for my board game group and my acro yoga group. I think anytime you share an interest with a group of people and you become part of that community, you get to know people, you make friends, you support each other, and it's really about the connections you make.
Yeah, for sure. I could not agree more. And it may be a bit cliche, but it 100% is the people. I say that almost in every episode as well. So people are probably tired of hearing me say that. But they make the community so special. It took me attending my first SuckCon in Budapest to really see how special the community was. I mean, they're all rock stars. You're all rock stars, and you're always willing to help one another out, share knowledge, and just really awesome people. So any advice, Eric, for individuals contemplating joining the Sitecore Community Mentorship Program?
I would say don't hesitate, jump in, get inspired, find your motivation, share your thoughts, meet new people, and have fun.
Perfect. Nice and simple. Love it. And finally here, Eric, what is your message to the Sitecore community?
Sitecore as a platform is changing, development practices are changing, there's a ton of new stuff to learn, and I think just keep sharing what you learn so we can all get better together.
Great message. So keep sharing, learning, and growing together, Sitecore community. All right, Eric. Well, thank you so much for joining this episode. It was great having you and hearing about your experience as a mentee in the program. I'm sure you've motivated quite a few to join the mentorship program, which is opening again in February.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was super fun.